In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you. May the Lord be praised, both now and forever. We just heard a little commercial about Brother Andre Bessette. I love Brother Andre Bessette. I love him. Oh, my Lord, Brother Andre Bessette is one of the best. Let me just talk to you about Brother Andre Bessette today. He had the gift of healing, and thousands would come up to St. Joseph Oratory to be prayed with by Brother Andre. And he never credited himself with anything that he could heal, but only St. Joseph. And he would get the oil from the lamps, and he would give it to the people. And he would anoint them, and they would get healed. He had miraculous powers that flowed through his broken heart. Brother Andre Bessette. He cared for the sick up in the choir loft, slept very little. He was in love with Jesus. Oh, a simple man. He was only the porter. He opened the door. But I tell you, he opened the door to thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to the life of Christ. Oh, yes, he opened the door. He was one of those people that it tells us in James 5, verse 10. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering and affliction and of patience. Oh yes, the prophets suffered at the hands of the institution. And so did Brother Andre. I saw the movie of Brother Andre. You know, you can look it up. Brother Andre's movie and Google it. And there Brother Andre is caring for the sick. People are being healed. They're coming from all around. And you know what he is told by his superiors? Take your people to the train station. Don't let them come here. You know, it sickens me. It sickens me. This man of God had to put up with such riffraff from his own order. It sickens me. They were jealous of him, I'm sure, because he, who knew nothing, knew everything because of the heart of love that Brother Andre has. And you know what? You can go to St. Joseph's Oratory and see that that heart is still well preserved. It's in a reliquary. And it's still well preserved. It's never decayed. It's never decayed. Oh yes, the heart of Brother Andre is the heart of Jesus. It had the DNA of Jesus in his heart, you know. And you know, now we're going to celebrate his canonization. But let me tell you, Brother Andre's been in heaven a long time. A long time, because he was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a man whose life was poured out for the poor and the broken and the needy. Oh, Brother Andre, you pray for me, please. Brother Andre Bessette, you pray for Father Tom, for my heart is not like yours. But I need your prayers from heaven. Your prayers that I would do what Jesus calls me to do and not be afraid. That I would receive the poor as you received them. That I would love as you loved with the heart of Jesus. And that healing power would flow through my hands for the sake of the broken. For the sake of the broken. For the sake of the broken, Brother Andre. For the people of God. Oh, I'm so aware of the brokenness of the people of God. I'm so aware of God's people who suffer so much. So much. And I tell you, Jesus, oh, I want to have compassion. But we need power to help these poor people. More power than we've received. More power than we've received. I'm not saying you've not given it, Jesus. We've not received it. And it's not for us, it's for the sake of the poor. It's for the sake of the broken. It's for the sake of those people that have been rejected, the very saints of God. Oh, they rejected Brother Andre. His own order rejected him. Go to the train station, they said, and you welcome your people there. We don't want to have them in our home. And obediently the man of God went to the train station. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. And let me tell you, the greatest suffering that the saints endure does not come from the world, but from their own. The greatest sufferings that the saints endured did not come from the world, but came from their own people. Take the children of Fatima. The greatest sufferings of the children of Fatima came from the church. Oh, yes, they were questioned. They were put in jail. They were told they were going to hell rather than be pastoral. The greatest sufferings of Jacinta, Francesco, and Maria did not come from the world, but came from the church. The greatest sufferings of Mother Seton did not come from the world, but from bishops. Oh, take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Yes. Yes. Isn't it sad that we're the only group of people that know how to shoot our own wounded? Isn't it sad that jealousy, and I'm talking about all churches, pervades? Isn't it sad that when we see something that's beautiful, we want to put it out? Isn't it sad? Brother Andre, take your people to the train station. Don't have them near us. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. It should not be that way. And I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem is people do not know how to discern light from darkness, good from evil, God from Satan. They don't know how to discern. I know it takes time to discern, but I'm going to tell you, they don't know how to discern. They already come up with an idea. We'll take your people to the train station. And humbly he went. Humbly, Brother Andre went. And humbly, with the oil of St. Joseph, anointed the people, and they were healed. Thousands of people were healed. Thousands and thousands of people, and he accredited it all to St. Joseph. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ, pray for us. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. St. Joseph, the prophetic man who saw dreams and visions, pray for us. Pray for me, St. Joseph. Oh, Joseph, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm no Brother Andre, but I need the prayers of St. Joseph and Brother Andre. For I believe in the communion of saints. I believe in the communion of saints. Jeremiah was persecuted, not by the world, but by the believing church of its time. They wanted him destroyed. It was not the world that put him in a cistern. It was the Jewish people who put him in the cistern. That's right. That's right. Jesus was not only destroyed by the world, but he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He even went to Nazareth, and nothing happened in Nazareth. There are very few miracles, because there was no faith. That's Jesus, the Lord, the King of glory, the Father's only begotten Son. Jesus had more time, more problems with the religious institution than he had with the world. And I'm going to tell you, it shouldn't be that way. And I'm not telling you the Jews crucified Jesus. I crucified Jesus too. I did it through my sins. You understand that? I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just telling you it was my sin who put Christ on the cross. It was my sin. He died for sin. I'm not blaming the Jewish people, believe me. He came unto his own, though, and they received him not. But as many as received him, he gave the power to become the children of God. I was watching Mother Angelica last night. One priest said today, last night, I don't often watch that station, but I'll tell you what the priest said. And this is what the priest said on the Eternal Word Network. If Jesus came to most churches today, they would throw him out. They would throw him out. That's what the priest said. I'm quoting him. Hallelujah. I've said the same thing. If John the Baptist came to most churches today, he wouldn't even get near the door because he'd stink. If Francis came to the Franciscans today, they'd throw him out. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Oh, yes. One thing these prophets didn't do, they didn't become Protestant. They stayed in the church, be it the Old Testament or the New Testament church, and they were persecuted. They never became Protestant. You know, they never started to go to Mount Gerizim and worship as the Samaritans did. They stayed in Jerusalem, and they were persecuted in Jerusalem. Oh yeah, they didn't leave. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for an example of suffering and affliction and of patience. Patience? I know it runs short sometimes, you know, because your own should be helping you rather than hindering you. I know. I know. I want to tell you I have more support from Protestant ministers than I have from priests. Maybe that's my own fault, but it's true. It's absolutely true. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. It was when my mother died that a Protestant minister came to minister to me. I do thank God for Father Dan Toomey, though. He is the best. You know, things just don't change over the years. They just are the same with a different flavor. The prophets have been persecuted, and the prophets will continue to be persecuted. But they don't leave. You know why? They don't leave. Because they don't leave. They get persecuted and suffer. And it's difficult to suffer like that, especially when you know you're doing the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Not in arrogance or pride. Because I just want to tell you, Brother Andre never sought any gift of healing. God gave it to him through the intercession of Saint Joseph. He never sought that. He just had a compassionate heart for the broken and the poor and the needy. He didn't seek that. But yet, his heart was open to the poor people who came to him. There were not only the poor who came to him, but the rich. And thousands were healed by the power of God through the intercession of Saint Joseph. And so now, we will celebrate the canonization of Brother Andrew, but let me tell you, Jesus canonized him a long time ago. And the people who loved him canonized him a long time ago. Now the church will make it official, and that's wonderful. It's just like Padre Pio. The day he died, the people canonized him. And Mother Teresa. The day she died, she was canonized. And John Paul II. What did they all chant when he died? The saint is dead. The saint is dead. The saint. The saint. And why are these people saints? Because of the cross. Because of Jesus. Because they gave their life to him. Because they live no longer for themselves but for him. Why are these people saints? Because they gave their life in an outpouring of love for Jesus and for his people. That's why they were saints. And that's why they are saints. Because their life was spent for Jesus Christ. Because their life was spent for the kingdom of God. Because they accepted the poor and the broken and the needy and those who were afflicted. They accepted those that the world considered not, even as it tells us in the letter to the Corinthians. Oh, the church is being instructed now every day by the letter to the Corinthians. But do we hear the word of the God of the Lord? The church is being instructed at Mass every day from the letter to the Corinthians. You were not great when you were called. You were of low esteem. Your wisdom means nothing to God. So that the power of the cross would not be in shadows. Oh, Corinthian community, you were not anything great when the Lord called you, even as Israel was not great. Her mother was a Hittite, her father was an Amorite, and the Lord came, and she was weltering in her blood, and God took her in his arms and wed Israel. I tell you, there's nobody great that the Lord finds. We're all in need. We're all poor. We're all broken. Let me tell you, that's the reality. But then, as he picks us up, we have to show compassion to those people who have no compassion given to them. We have to love Jesus. We have to love Jesus. And we have to love the broken. We have to love the destitute. We have to love. We have to love. That's what it's all about. That's why Brother Andre's heart is still preserved without decay. Because his heart was a bit of the heart of Jesus. It's all so real to me. It's all so real to me, beloved. It's all so real to me. I'm not talking ragtime. I'm talking nitty-gritty, living in the midst of people's brokenness, crying for them, that God would raise up mighty men and women to minister to his broken people who are bleeding all over the place. If I do not know anything else, I know that God's people are bleeding all over the place. And the only thing I can say to him is, your poor people, your poor people, your poor people. You've got to raise up men and women who will have power to bring them forth and give them the grace to want to go forth in you, Jesus. Your poor people. Your poor people. And so, you know, what has changed? Not much. Not much. Not much. But let me tell you, maybe this has changed. The prophets had patience and long-suffering. And maybe we don't. Maybe I don't. Because I don't like to have long-suffering. I don't like having patience. I get mighty angry when I see God's people being neglected. I get, and I'm not telling you I'm the only one that does things. That's not true. But I get mighty angry when people have to travel 50 miles to come to see me, when they've got a priest around the corner. I get mighty angry, not because they come to me, that's a privilege, but that they have to travel. And I get mighty sad for them. Mighty sad over God's holy people. Oh God, raise up a remnant that will be your people, that will not care, that will minister to those that are poor and broken and needy. Raise up a remnant with power. Lord, we need the power of the Holy Spirit, and we need the love of Jesus. We need that love of Jesus that Mother Teresa had. We need the love of Jesus that Brother Andre had. We need the love of Jesus that Mother Seton had. We need the love of Jesus that St. Joseph had. We need that love. 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 I need that love. Oh, do I need that love, oh God. Do I need that love. And you know, Lord, I need that patience. And I need to suffer affliction with patience, you know. And I don't have it. Unless you grace me with it. Unless you grace me with it. Because I get mighty ornery, Lord. You know that. And I'm not making any excuses. I get mighty ornery. And again, I'm not the only one that's doing anything. That's a lie. But if I am doing something, it's bringing people to worship. And that's the truth. Today is Friday before Labor Day at 4 o'clock. We'll be worshiping God at the Holy Rosary if you want to come. Oh, yes. The Friday before Labor Day, praising God today at the Holy Rosary. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, yes. Yesterday, there were people praising God from 4 to 7. Isn't that wonderful? Waving flags. Hallelujah. God is being praised in the midst of God's holy people. Even though there were just three there. Ha ha. There were myriads of angels and myriads of saints worshiping with the people. The three or four that were there. Isn't it wonderful? If I don't do anything, that's what I do. I call people to worship. Now. Now is the time to worship. That's right. Not tomorrow, but now. Let me also tell you this. I do need to hear from people because you know what? We are like $12,000 in the hole for the summer. Maybe 11,000 now. 11,000 from the end of August. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know, all this money goes to pay radio stations. And one lady wrote to me from Arizona. And she said, Father Tom, don't go off in Arizona. I'm not going off in Arizona. I love Arizona. I love Arizona. But you know what? I've got to think about Albuquerque. I've got to think about Washington, D.C. I've got to think about those places. I've got to think about Michigan. I've got to think about those places, you know. I've got to think about WACE. I've got to think about it. Because you know what? When you can't pay your bills, you can't pay your bills. So people, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I'm on two stations in Boston, and you know what? I don't want to cut one of them because they have two different audiences. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. On Labor Day, we're going to be meeting at the Holy Rosary. If you want to come between 11 and 1, we're going to have a praise and worship service. We're having a revival. On Sunday evening, again, 7:30, revival, revival, revival glory. Sunday evening, 7:30, as we usually meet. And then Monday, Labor Day, 11 to 1, then we're going to have a picnic. Bring some stuff, bring some stuff, bring some stuff. If you've got a little stove, bring it. And then from what time? From 3 to 7, we're going to be worshiping God again, and then 7:30 Mass. So it's going to be a whole day if you want to come, or you want to come for part of the day, just to worship the Lord. We're there to worship the Lord. This is a worship church. This is a church of worship. And you know what? This Labor Day weekend, why don't you come and visit us? 5:30 Mass on a Saturday, followed by a healing service. It's worth the travel. And 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. And that goes on for a while. Just come and worship with us, okay? So all these worship services that we have. Tonight, 7:30, we'll have Mass. Hallelujah. And then we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament all night long, followed by Mass at 6 in the morning. That's right. We worship at the Holy Rosary. You know why? We minister unto the Lord. He is worthy to be ministered unto first. We cannot minister unto the poor unless we minister unto the Lord. So let me tell you our schedule again. Today at 4 o'clock, you want to come and worship with us? You're welcome at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. That's 1015 Shirley Street. Tomorrow, they're going out to feed the poor. Hallelujah. They're going out to feed the poor and to pray with the poor tomorrow. It's Saturday. Hallelujah. We have 120 pounds of chicken they'll be bringing out, and they're having egg salad and hot dogs and, oh yes, and breads and things that they can have to eat. Isn't that wonderful? We have clothes to give them. Isn't that wonderful? And then Saturday night, 5:30 Mass, followed by a healing service. Sunday, 11 o'clock Mass. Come and worship with us. And then Monday is Labor Day. What are we going to do on Monday? I'm going to tell you what we're doing on Monday. 11 to 1, we're going to worship in the church, and then we have a little picnic, and then from 3 to 7, worship again, 7:30 Mass. Now, let me tell you this. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And don't forget what's happening. Don't forget what's happening. The WOW Conference. WOW Conference. That's www.catholicwow.org. www.catholicwow.org. Or dial 847-962-7307. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. And Jimmy the Roofer, it's going to be raining. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Blessed Labor Day. God bless you. Brother Andre, pray for us.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.